Hey, relax. Lean back.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
Then one, two, three. Okay, fine, good. And we're recording on the... Yeah. Oh, you think? Okay, good. All right. We're up to Chet Amud Aleph. In Brachot, I'm warning you now, gentlemen, it's a very, very long Amud. The Gemara, just continuing from the previous Amud, it's in the middle of Amar Lemaikul Ahai, Amar the Amar of Yochan, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. My Dichtiv, we want to understand the meaning of a Pasuk. It really begins with Amar Le, it begins with Rav Yochanan Mishum Bishum Bar Yochai. My Dichtiv, Vanitvila Tilacha Hashem Eit Ratzon. What is the meaning of this pasuk? Vanitvila Tilacha Hashem Ratzon, right? We say this three times, right? Ematai, when Ematai Eit Ratzon. When is this Eit Ratzon? When is this moment that is considered to be, take a look at Rashi, Yeshaash Yisha Ratzon, which is a desired time. When is that? Bashasha Tzibor Mispalal, the moment that the Tzibor, the congregation, is davening. Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Yechanin, Amir Macha. We learn this concept from that Eit Ratzon is when the Tzibor is davening for the following pasuk. Ko Amar Hashem Beit Ratzon Ani Ticha. Again, we see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the moment when the Tzibor is davening. Rabbi Acha B'Rabbi Chanina Amar Ma'acha. No, learn from here. Hein El Kabir Velo Yima'es. Hein El Kabir. What is the God of Kabir, of power, and I think here it's referring to, Tzot the Rabbim, sorry, Kabir lo yima'es, that when you have a lot of people, when you have the tefillah of the Rabbim lo yima'es, it will not be despised. Once again, we see that the tefillah of the Rabbim is on a qualitatively superior to tefillah under any other situation. So again, these various Amoraim are quoting different sources, but they all come to the same conclusion that when the Tzibor is davening, it is qualitatively superior. It's a very important moment. If you can't make minyan, for whatever reason, you're stranded on a desert island, or you're sick in bed, and you have to find time to daven. If you know the minyan, today Mincha Marv is at 7 o'clock, so better to daven Mincha at 7 p.m. from your home than at 6 p.m. or 5:30 p.m. In your home, because you still perhaps receive some sort of connection to the tzibor. Yeah. Okay, what happens if you're by the boat shore and you're half by the other mincha? All right,
you can't say it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and okay, well
somewhere someone's having right. Ideally, there's no question. It should be your shul.
Yeah.
So
something ideal,
I guess 10 o'clock. Tanina mehachi, we learn from here, Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Nain, Shang Rish Baruch Hu, Moes betfilaton shel Rabbim. Shenemar, Hein El Kabir, Velo Yi Ma'es. Uchtiv, Padal Shalom, Nashi Mikarov Li. So, here what's happening here in the Gemara is that it's saying that, again, Rish Baruch Hu doesn't despise the tefillah of the Rabbim. By the way, it's true. I remember one year, I had to get off topic, but I don't know if you were there in Gush and Yeshiva. So sometimes what happens if you miss minyan often in these yeshivas, minyan is very, very early in the morning.
If you
go to HaKotel, you go to the yeshuv, you can go to the Kotel. There's no such thing as minyan. So in some yeshuvim, you don't have too many options. But if you're in the Kotel, you have lots of options when to daven. And usually the Rosh Yeshiva at some point, the Mashiach gets up and screams and yells, better you daven Yechidus. You'll see why, right? You can't daven the Ramban Shul, right? Better daven Yechidus. At least were you in yeshiva than to go to the local shul. We'll see, we have a source for that in a minute. But also, the Gemara here is going to connect. If you take a look at Rashi, Pada B'Shalom, take a look at what Rashi does here. Zesh Asak B'Divrei Shalom, what's Shalom, right? What do you mean, Pada B'Shalom and Rashi? How is that an al-tefillah? So Rashi says, Zesh Asak B'Divrei Shalom, what does this mean, Shalom? Hanu Torah, Dichti, V'chon Tivotea Shalom, V'chein Gimilut Chasadim, Nam Mishalom, Hu, Shemitah Shegomel Chesed B'Guf Al-Chavir, Hu Makir Shehu Oavo, Hu Balidei Achva V'Shalom. So we see here that really, that it's not just davening but tzibur as this idea of beauty, but also gemur chasadim, and also the idea of learning Torah also has this notion of shalom as well. So the Gemara continues, "Magarish Baruch Hu kol also b'Torah gemur chasadim umitpala limatzibur mali malani alav ki ilu pada'ani li levanai mibein umos olam." That if a person, this tripartite combination of tefillah b'tzibur and b'Torah gemur chasadim, a person who has this triple header, it's as if you've been literally redeemed from the foreign nations of the world. It's a pretty powerful statement. Amar Reish Lakish, call me Shiesh Lo Beit Knesset Biro. If a person has a shul in their city, ve'ein nichnas l'sham litpalal, nikra shachein ra. It's very simple. If you have a neighbor, and you know, have a neighbor that's sick, and you don't visit your neighbor that's sick, you're a terrible neighbor, so too. you have a shul in your neighborhood, you don't visit your shul, you're considered a terrible neighbor. Now, if you have lots of shuls and you still go to a shul, you don't go to another shul, that's okay. But if there's only one shul and you don't visit that shul, you're considered a pretty bad neighbor. Shnemar kol amar Hashem al kol shchenei ra'im hanogim b'nachal asher inchalti et ami et Yisrael v'lo ad ela shegorim galut lo. Not only that, if you don't go to the shul, you're causing exile. Lo, not just him, Lubanov. Shinemar says, Hinei notsha me'alat matam v'tbet yuda atush mitocham. So the question is, and this is one that was bothering me, these psukim seem to be talking about Eretz Yisrael only. The Nachala, Admatam, we're talking about Bavel. What about Bavel? Right? How are you supposed to talk about shuls and Bavel? So the Gemara says that one day, every single shul chutzarat, what's going to happen to it? It's going to move to Eretz Yisrael. So I saw the Marsha. What does the Marsha say? Everyone say this. Unbelievable. He says that what? When you daven in a shul, it has a little bit of kedushat Eretz Yisrael in it. Why? Because since already this shul, this bayit, is only temporarily in Thornhill, it's only a matter of time before it moves to Yerushalayim. And let me tell you, the bayit will be in Yer Atika. There's no question. Right? And therefore, it has a little bit of a chazakah, a little bit of status of Eretz Yisrael already. And that's why you can quote a pasuk, which appears to be only talking about Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Marsha says. That a shul, because it's tomorrow, next week, in the future, it's going to be in Israel. It's already talking about that notion and that idea. So that future, that will make the psukim make a lot more sense, and also make the next couple of lines make a little bit more sense as well. You'll see why. Amrili Rav Yochanan, Ika Savi Bavavel Tama. I mean, were you, you know, this is what he's asking. He's saying, yeah, he says, he says, no, this is my proof. Sorry, in Bavel, Tamav, Amar Lamanya Bu Yimechem Vimevinechem Aladama, Victive, Avabuchutzaret, Lo, Kevan de Armelai, Mekadame, Machashve, Libi Kinishta. So that's the question he's asking, right? What is he saying here? He's saying, what do you mean? Lamanya Bu Yimechem Vimevinechem Aladama. Again, these psukim seem to be referring only to Eretz Yisrael. So what does he say? He says, no, Kevan de Armelai, Mekadame, Machashve, Libi Kinishta. The trying to just make sure I understand what what's he trying to say here? No, Kadmi, no, that's not. That's right. That's the I got ahead of myself there. What is that referring to? Look at Rashi. Rashi is saying, "Now, what's going on here?" Sorry, what he's trying to say is a person who sticks around in shul, right? A person who sticks around in shul, he's makme libi kinishta. He sticks around in shul a little bit after shachris, after marav, meaning davening's over, but he doesn't take off right away. He sticks around in shul a little bit longer than usual. What do we, a person like this, what will he get as a reward? Yerbu yamechem al hadama. Right? So the question is again, why? Why is it, first 6 months in shul, you get longevity? What's the answer? Go back to the Marsha. What does the Marsha say? Lamanu yamechem al hadama. Why? Because sticking around in shul a little bit longer than you, shall we say, need to, you still get this extra schar. Why? Because it's like you're in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. That was the, sorry, but it took me a second to remember that. Let me finish. So again, Amar Hainu da Ahane Lehu Kid Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Lebene Kidmu V'chishu V'alau Lebi Kinishta. And where do we see the proof text from here? The Yeshua himself told his kids, guys, for in the morning and at night, stick around. Go to Shua. Go to go Shua. Don't just leave right away, but stick around for a little bit. Ki Hecha De Torchu Chaye. And this will give you the sense of longevity. You know how sometimes people for longevity, what's a segula to lead a long life? You wear a bendel with those red things around your wrists. It could be a problem of a rezara maybe, but I'll tell you one thing, it sticks around in shul a little bit longer also too, gives you a rechus yami maybe, so you don't need to wear those bendels.
That's definitely not a rezara.
What?
Not, for sure not.
That's for sure not a rezara, exactly. I'm Rebbe Bacha, Rebbe Chanina, Maikra, Ashri Adam Shomei Ali, Leshaker, Al Dal, Totai, Yom, Lishmor, Mezuzot, Pitchai. What is it exactly? Is the pasuk referring to a pasuk in Mishlei? Praise to the person who stays and guards by my doors, and he stays and guards by the threshold of the openings of my houses, right? And right afterwards, in the very next pasuk, it talks about again long life. What is this referring to? The following: Amar Rabbi Chizda, Lo Olam Yikanes Adam Shnei Petachim Veta Knesset. what is this referring to? A person who stands by the doors. You don't just stand by the doors. You're not supposed to stand. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to walk in. Shtei petachim. You have to walk in two doors length inside a shul. So what does this mean? Shtei petachim. What does that mean? Two doors worth? What is that referring to? Ela, no. Ema, shiur shnei petachim v'char kach yitpala. That you should don't stick around by the back doors. There's two ways, I think, to understand this. Doesn't mean, you know, it's like sometimes you notice that the back of shuls are full, the front of the shuls are empty. So if you just literally stand by the threshold of the door, it shows if you're not so serious. Yeah, you're not so committed. When you take two doors worth in, so how far along is the door? 3 feet. If you go 6 feet in a shul, that shows you're committed. If you're staying by the end of the door, it shows you're not so committed. Others actually want to say, halacha lemaisa, that one actually say that, no, when you should really don't walk into shul and daven right away. Take a few steps and then begin davening. This way, your mind is a little bit clearer. I guess the nafkamina would be what happens if you walk in the back of a shul. The only seat that's available is that one seat. So the one seat is by the threshold, but that's the seat. You're not doing it out of disrespect. It's only a seat left in shul. It wouldn't be a problem to sit there. Right? Okay, that's good, Daniel. What is referring to, talking about this pasuk? For this we should daven, every righteous person, right? What should it be that we find? Matzah zo isha. You guys remember by the Tanai. Matzah isha matzah tov. Right? This is the source for it, right? You find a woman, it's good. How do we know this? Matzah isha matzah tov. When you find the key to good.